B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Weatherman Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. And also joining us from our home studio is R. Loren.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Mama.
So we're calling a family meeting. We don't do this often. We do this for big things going on in our lives. Manny, what's some examples?
My dog passed away. I called a family meeting to break that news. Loren, you called a family meeting.
Yeah, I think I called a family. Did I call a family meeting when I got pregnant with Jax? I did.
I think you did. Yep. Family meetings have been called when producer Aaron and producer Victoria have left the show.
Right.
Obviously, a family meeting was called when we brought Nicole in. So it's for big deals, like things that affect the family. No different than what you do at your own home when you call everyone down to the kitchen table.
Right. We've had a lot of speculation online on why I'd be calling my first family meeting.
This is your first?
This is my first family meeting.
Oh, God, it better not be your last. If you're leaving the show, I quit, too.
Let's walk out in unison, holding hands. You are Roy. You get the whole show.
All right, we're running 10 minutes behind when we said we were going to announce it. So what's going on?
Just last weekend, Thursday night to be specific, I am here to officially announce I proposed to Sterling and he accepted.
I knew it! I knew it!
Yay.
I didn't know it! Yep. Congratulations.
You're engaged.
What?
You threw us off.
I did throw you off. So we he hasn't proposed to me yet. He's still going to propose to me. But we are technically engaged.
So what happened?
Of course
happened?
You are. Because if he says yes, it's not like you're going to say no.
So him and I had our first kiss at this coffee shop, which now no longer exists. It's now a restaurant. And I had that restaurant allow us to go inside and have dinner there, just the two of us. And that's where I proposed.
Whoa. On Thursday night?
On Thursday night.
Wow. All right.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. We got so much to talk about, though. Let's take a quick break now, and then we'll come back. We'll have more time
to
spend.
Details.
How about this? When we come back, I'll tell you how I thought that this proposal was going to be the most embarrassing moment in my life. Something happened the moment I knelt down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you missed the news, I am officially engaged. I have a fiancé.
Yeah, how does that feel, huh?
Yeah, it feels about right. It feels time, you know? It feels right.
Exactly how it should.
Yeah.
Okay, just let us know, dude. Give us what happened, what led up to it. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
Sure. So, I've been planning this engagement since about January. And then COVID hit. And so what we were supposed to do, the original plans was to the place that him and I shared our first kiss, where it was at a coffee shop. And then we took an espresso cup from that time. I've saved it. And that's actually how I proposed. The ring was inside of the espresso cup of the original coffee shop that once was there. I had all that stuff saved. I saved stuff throughout the years so we could have like a little board set up of like our love through the years. And I was supposed to propose, and then that weekend go to Cabo. And we were supposed to, that's why I was saving up all my money for this big fancy trip, because I was going to propose and I was going to go on this big fancy vacation.
We're supposed to be there now.
That's why you were so upset it got canceled.
And then coronavirus happened. And I had to cancel the trip. And it didn't feel right to push this off just because of that. And I felt like it was time to still do that. And so I went and moved forward with the proposal. And I flew a sister in to be part of it because I thought it was important for his family to be there. Now he can send his whole
family. Did you ask his parents?
I did. I asked for their blessing.
They never texted back, so that's really not a no.
They were like, are you sure you want to join in? Are you sure? So I've been.
How long ago did you ask the parents?
I asked them. So get this. So it was officially canceled up until maybe 2 weeks ago, and then I was like, I can't. We need to do it. I can't do it. I can't.
Right.
I don't want to cancel it. So then it was maybe just shortly thereafter. Okay. I called his parents. I said, hey, listen, it seems like it's last minute. I can assure you it's not last minute. It's just coronavirus happened. And, you know, the restaurant was originally closed. Now they're back open. So we can now propose. So I've been trying to gear up for this one night and get everything aligned. And the night before, Sterling decides to cut his hair. In any other time during the coronavirus pandemic, he's cut his hair. It's been fine. He just cuts it short. This time he wanted to experiment with a fade. And I guess it didn't go well because when I walk into the room, he shaved it all off and he was bald.
He's going to start again.
Wait, did he do it himself?
Yeah, he was doing it himself because I refuse to help with the hair because I don't want to be blamed for any hair mishaps. I walk in and he's shaving it all off and I'm freaking out. I'm like, he doesn't understand that these photos are going to be like the most important photos for years.
Right. Like,
tomorrow.
This is history.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm proposing and I can't tell him not to shave his head off. So I'm freaking out.
Maybe I could Photoshop it in.
And multiple times he goes, why are you so upset over this? He goes, no big deal. It'll grow back. My hair's going to grow back. I'm just going to shave it all off. And meanwhile,
just TikTok filter it.
I'm going, oh, how do I, oh, how do I go? I want to say something, but I can't. Oh. So. Yeah, luckily he looks good with a bald head.
Right, but that went through your mind on top of everything else.
I was freaking out over that. And I had a whole thing in my head plan. And we could take him into the restaurant. He thought we were going in for a marketing event.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You flew his sister in.
I did.
So she arrived when?
She arrived that afternoon of the proposal.
So
did she stay with you guys or did he not know she was in town?
Yeah.
I hid her until the time I proposed.
Oh.
So after I proposed, she came out.
Like a game show. Like The Bachelor.
Well,
that's not the only surprise, Sterling.
Kind of was because...
What's her name?
Her name's Jasmine.
Here's Jasmine!
Because the restaurant moved all the tables out of the way, and we had one table in the middle of the room with a tablecloth over it and a food table beside it, but there were three chairs instead of two.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so you look at the table and you're like, who's the third?
When's Loren getting here?
Mystery guest.
And of course I'm texting Jasmine, hey, it's your cue, come out.
And he's like, who are you texting?
But cell reception ain't working. So she's not getting the cue to come out. So I got to whisper to the staff, hey, get the girl in the bathroom. Bring her out.
I'll be right back.
Oh, that's so funny. But no, I hid her into the restaurant bathroom the whole time. But so we get to the restaurant. He thinks it's some marketing event for our work that I'm forcing him to go to.
Okay.
So we walk in and it's just us in this room and there's our little board of all the things I've saved up throughout the years. And I could tell in his eyes, he still doesn't even know at that point it's a proposal. He thinks this is just something like really nice that I've done.
Uh-huh.
And I had a whole thing in my head prepared of what I was going to say and I forgot it.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Left me. And I was trying to piece parts of it together, and it just wasn't coming out right. But I kind of came, pulled through what I, it was, it ended up being nice. The problem on why I thought this was going to be the most embarrassing moment ever is I'm a bigger guy. It takes quite a bit of effort to get up and down when you're a bigger guy. And so I had it all planned in my head. Okay, I was like, the thing that I'm going to lift off of is on my left. I got to kneel on my right. And so I could push off because I was going to get down on the ground and get back up. I get down on the ground. I get down on the wrong knee. I get down on my left leg, which I broke my foot a year ago. It's a horrible hip. It's not the knee that you push off of.
It's the royest thing ever that you could do during a proposal.
So I propose.
Seriously.
I propose. He accepts. I can't get back up. He has to help me back
Sterling,
up.
Sterling, will you marry me? And will you help me back up?
Until death do us part for the rest of my life.
I'm sitting there struggling to get back up off my bad leg. And he's pulling me back up.
So do you think he knew or was he totally surprised?
He was in shock. He had absolutely no clue that I was proposing, and you could even tell once we sat down for like maybe another 30 minutes, he was still in shock about everything that was going on. Between the fact his sister all of a sudden showed up, I mean, he had no clue of anything. It was a lot of new information to digest, but I proposed, and we had a wonderful dinner. We were able to try all these different foods, and we laughed and had a good time. And
it was just you guys at the restaurant?
In
that area.
Yeah, I think they did the still.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dining room area. Okay. I mean the patio area.
Yeah.
But I think we had the inside.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
that's
beautiful. All closed off. There was nothing in the area.
If you're just joining us, Roy called the family meeting about 30 minutes ago and claims now, because I still haven't seen a picture of the ring, that he is engaged.
It is online.
Okay.
You can go look at it. It's a Diamonds Direct ring.
Yeah. Used
our wonderful sponsors for that. But it's a beautiful ring. And so the way we're going to do it, because we get to make our own rules, we're gay. Like, there's no...
Yeah, that's my other thing, too, is, like, you're good. You're all in now on the gay. There's no going back to straight after this. Your experimenting is over.
I've been gay. You may not have known this. I've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gay.
Yeah.
But, no, since we are gay, we get to kind of make our own rules of how we want this to work. So what I think we're ultimately going to do is retire that ring that I got him. Which, by the way, there was a sizing issue. We have to send it back anyway. but we're going to retire that ring until we get to the wedding day. And we're just going to wear, like, silicone rubber rings until then. Because I thought it was weird for us to wear our rings and then just take them off and put it back on our wedding day.
Two important questions, Loren, that we need answered. One, is there a wedding date or an idea of a wedding date? Two,
they just got engaged. Give them a second to breathe and enjoy it.
Yeah, but they have an idea. Like, are we doing this sooner than later? We need that answered. And we need to answer how they kept off of social media since Thursday night.
I know.
Let's do that. More with Roy. We'll read a lot of comments, and you could call and comment, too, at 704-570-9595. A huge day as Roy is now engaged. Congratulations, bud.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
We're so happy for you.
This is Kiss.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Even Loren's here this morning on mic from her home.
I am.
Thank you for joining us. It's a big day for all of us here on the show. Big day for me. I did get engaged over the last weekend.
I've already told Amanda, I hope you don't mind, I texted her, we're going to a gay wedding with 3 exclamation points.
You are invited.
We haven't been invited yet.
You guys are invited. You're invited.
A lot of messages coming in, Loren. 704 says, Roy, I'm so incredibly happy for you and Sterling. You're such an outstanding and amazing human. If anyone deserves happiness, it's definitely you. I wish you two an amazing engagement period. Relax and enjoy being engaged. Enjoy every moment until getting married. Don't stress about the plans.
That's what I say, too. But, Manny, you already want to know if they have a wedding date.
I bet you they do.
We don't. We don't. We have an idea of where, because it's not going to be in Charlotte. But we do have an idea of where. We just got to kind of confirm details. But
you have a season?
Nope. We don't even have a season.
Big destination wedding or
no,
Charlotte?
No, we're thinking down to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, well, Loren's out.
She would go to Charleston.
Just stop. I'm definitely going to Charleston.
She's like, if it's not Bora Bora, I ain't going.
Is it a big destination or is it like Charleston?
Can I fly first class there? And I mean like the good first
class? Or do I have to drive?
How'd you hold off social media since Thursday night? How was that conversation? Because, you know, one of the things about our spouses is, you know, we're in a tough job where we're like, hey, don't post anything because I want to tell everyone on the show Monday.
Before I get into that, I do want to say thank you to that person that sent such a wonderful message. I know we started joking about Loren there, but thank you. And I am going to read through all these messages, and it'll probably make me cry because I've been an emotional mess since last week. I mean, the restaurant we proposed at, Barcelona Wine Bar, the staff there gave us a gift, and we were crying. We're like, oh my gosh, thank you for being inclusive and so kind to us. So we were a mess then. But so I will respond to all of you. So we kept it a secret. It was kind of easy because I didn't want to post it, of course, that evening because I wanted to enjoy that evening. And then, you know, we were off. The show was off Friday. And I still kind of want to enjoy the weekend with just like just us and disconnecting mm-hmm. and his sister was here. So we both equally didn't want to post it because we knew the moment that we went public with it, we were going to be inundated with family and friends and everyone. So it was kind of, we both agreed. I said, well, I got to announce it Monday morning. Let's just hold off publicly on social media and everything. Tell, of course, our intermediate family. But let's hold off until Monday and then we'll go ahead and take all the phone calls in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy. It was, we got a chance, you know, we bought a blow up pool because I don't have the fancy pools, in-ground pools. So we bought like a blow up kiddie pool. We sat in the backyard in that thing this weekend, drinking, having
celebrating your engagement.
Celebrating the engagement.
And a blow pretending up. Like you're in Mexico.
Yeah. I was supposed to be in Cabo this weekend. I got pretty close. It's called Charlotte, North Carolina kiddie pool.
Puerto Backyarda.
Yeah.
And we ordered out from Cabo Fish Tacos, so that was nice too.
It's like we were there.
Yeah. Producer Nicole, he threw you off this morning. You thought for sure he was going to announce that he was engaged, and
that was my original thought. And then he commented, this little sneaky dog, he commented on the MRL show where we teased that a family meeting was today and said, oh, Sterling needs to propose, hint hint.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, okay, well, that was weird. He wouldn't do that if it was that. And then today he said that the guest, because we knew that his Sterling sister was coming in town. And then this morning, he lied and said that she had nothing to do with it.
Well,
I was thrown off based off a lie.
Well, I said she had nothing to do about my announcement. My announcement was about engagement. She was just there.
See, loophole.
But no, so the cool thing that we're going to do is I proposed to Sterling, and he still wants to propose to me. So he's still got to propose to me at some point.
Are you wearing a ring on your finger?
Yeah, I am. We both got silicone rings, and he'll propose with the real ring whenever he's ready to propose.
Okay. When you said,
and you won't know.
I won't know. No, I have no clue.
When be suspicious if your sister comes in from out of town.
What's this?
When you said that you had the silicone rings, I didn't know that you were already wearing them.
Yeah, well, we want to wear something.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
But it felt weird to wear nice rings and then take them off.
Yeah.
Get married and put them back on. That just didn't feel right to us. So we're going to do a silicone ring until the wedding day, which at the rate it's gone, it might be a couple. We might have a long engagement.
So much feedback coming in. 704 says, oh, my God, I just heard. I'm so happy for you too, Roy. What wonderful news. 843 says, congratulations, Roy. All the best. It only goes downhill from here. JK.
I can't wait. Listen, if it's going to go downhill, I'd like to go downhill with Sterling.
732 is crying. Yay, I'm so happy for you, Roy. I'm crying happy tears.
Thank you so much.
A lot of people are texting and commenting. You can go check out the pictures at the MRL show and text us your congratulations at 704-570-9595.
And of course,
congratulations, Roy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I am. Of course, it's me proposing, so it's not like this is going to be too perfect. But the ring was too tight. I didn't get the right size. You know, he could put it on, but it's like he has to chop his finger to get it off.
Yeah, but you know what? Once he wears it for a while, like, it will indent into his finger.
Oh, God.
It's funny, because I went out with producer Nicole on Thursday night, and her girlfriend, and me and Amanda Loren, and I texted Roy on Thursday, knowing that Sterling's sister was coming in and that he wouldn't want to come to dinner with us. But I just sent a message and I go, hey, dude, you want to come to dinner? We're out. And he goes, I'm a little tied up right now. What point was that?
I just proposed and he just said yes. And we were just sitting down.
Oh, good.
So, like, literally, we like just started the evening. I'm like, I'm a little busy.
Text messages.
Leave it to Mania to insert himself into your proposal.
I know. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on, Loren. It was a good family meeting and good news for all. A lot of people were worried that Roy was going to announce that he was leaving because we've had so many family meetings where people have left the show. But He's not. He's happily engaged.
Listen, I ain't leaving this show. You're going to have to fire me, and I won't be able to, like, I'm not going to announce I'm leaving. If I'm leaving, it's because they fired me, and I don't get a chance to say my piece. It's like, I
never come back.
I am stuck with this show. I'm ingrained in it.
All right. Thanks, Loren.
Yeah.
All right. It's Thanks the Manny Ryan Loren Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.